The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, here's a case and scenario about same shit, different day. This is a saying we've been hearing about for a long time. Google's tracking you. Then we got, okay, well, we'll just turn it off. They won't track us anymore. Apparently, they're still tracking you. Yes, an investigation by the Associated Press apparently has found that Google is tracking the location of Android and iPhone users, even when in the privacy settings that you turn that thing off. Yeah, it's still happening. Now, what the Associated Press found out when going over to Google's support pages, it says you can turn off location history at any time. With location history off, the places you go are no longer stored. According to the AP, even with location history paused, some Google apps are still automatically storing time-stamped location data without even asking. Is this shocking news? Nah. Probably the shocking news would be is Google is no longer going to track you. We were all excited about Apple's FaceTime group chat coming to iOS 12. Well, be prepared to be disappointed. Yes, apparently Apple's going to delay its FaceTime group chats feature. And how do we know this? Well, the feature's been removed in the latest iOS 12 Beta 7 that was released yesterday. There is no hint whatsoever of group FaceTime chat anymore. And when reached out for comment, they said that it will ship in a future software update later this fall. Of course, we've all been told this kind of stuff before. For those of you not familiar with group FaceTime chats were all about, well, allowed up to 32 participants in a video call. Then it had tiles of people's faces all over your screen. You get the idea. 32, though. Can you imagine? I think I'd get lost after about 6. All in all, this was Apple's effort to try to catch up with Facebook's Messenger app and, of course, Skype, too. But it looks like it's going to have to wait for a little while. Know about the new Android operating system, Android Pie. Fortunately, we didn't know there was going to be a big problem that was going to come along with it. Seems that users of the Pixel XL from way back in 2016, remember you could actually have a supercharging feature for that? You know, fast charging. Well, apparently, once you update to Android Pie, you don't get that anymore. Now, funny enough, this shouldn't be any new news to Google. The issue's actually been there since the beta versions of Android Pie were out. And a lot of people thought, well, surely they'll fix this when it becomes prime time. Apparently, they either forgot or they just can't do it. Now, at first it was down to, oh, it's gotta be your charger or something. Maybe you're using an unofficial one. And nope, that's not the case. Many people have tried the official, unofficial, doesn't really matter what kind of charger it was used, it still didn't work. The even more intriguing thing is that the smaller 5-inch Pixel, yep, it still is okay with fast charging. So yeah, it definitely sounds like the bug is just in the XL version. Over to you, Google. We're waiting very slowly. And finally, seems solar power is kind of taking a back seat for a little bit when it comes to, say, powered drones. In fact, Facebook and Google kind of said, we're going to get away from that for a little while. But the folks over at Airbus, yeah, the ones that make those big old giant airplanes, they ain't getting away from it. In fact, they're tooting their horn now. Yes, their Zephyr, I guess that's how you say it, high altitude floating satellite thingy, whatever this thing is called, actually flew for a straight 25 days. Yeah, you heard me correctly. It was up in the sky. Guys probably didn't even know about it for 25 freaking days, meaning it actually shattered the previous record of 14 days. And just so you know, no trickery here, no gas, nothing like that. It flies completely on sun power. And if you're thinking, well, it must just be hovering a little bit off the ground. Nope, 70,000 feet in the air, just like those big old fighter jet planes. Now, of course, that's a long time, 25 days. Their ultimate goal is to have one hovering around for over a year, and that'll probably still take some time. Any bits Facebook and Google might look at this and go, well, maybe we ought to try and do something again. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for our podcasts, our blog, reviews, it's all over there. Check it out right now. Also, check out our Facebook and Instagram pages too, British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, that is the fun place to hang out. Come hang with us. We'd love to have you. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show show. We'll be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, we've got Monday out of the way, so go enjoy Tuesday now. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.